This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi, my name is Anaïs Duplan, author of Black Space on the Poetics of an Afrofuture, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of June. I hope you enjoy today's offering brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
This is L.A. Warman reading Who Hurt You? Who hurt you here by the river, at the supermarket? Who hurt you? Who saw you hurting? Who hurt you? Who saw you hurting? Who turned around and walked away? Exit, exit, we must exit, but how? I have no advice, no direction, but up and over and swerve, swerve. The metal circle, rusted and dissolved on the side of the road. It was left after construction. Destabilize meaning and reinvent history, but only if history oppressed you. Six women naked in a hot tub, and we won't leave this house in the country. Six women naked in a hot tub. We end it together so we can begin it again. We begin. It was a different rhythm. We don't forget our fear. We were never afraid in the woods, even though we knew what was in the woods. We looking in the dirt for something. We all putting our hands in the dirt. A gesture we saw before. Somewhere on someone. She didn't speak. We didn't speak to each other. The forest lit our hands, a gesture. Erase, ignore, separate. They say, they tell us. They tell us to be an individual, that we can be individuals. We cannot be individuals anymore. About this poem. I wrote this poem after spending all night speaking about the future with a group of lesbians in Western Massachusetts. It is easy to feel hopeless. That night, I found hope in being close to the earth and feeling so much smaller than the trees.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new work by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.